Reuters U.S. May 7, 2021 4:22:23 AM. My life for his Thai mother's fight for activist children charged with insulting King Sri Ratkawara sat with calm resolve in front of a Bangkok court as her head was shaved in a protest to support her activist son, jailed 4 weeks without bail on criminal charges of insulting Thailand's powerful king. Date: published: 2021-05-070-07-47-52-Z. Updated: 2021-05-070-08-10-01-Z. Bangkok Reuters. Sri Ratkawara sat with calm resolve in front of a Bangkok court as her head was shaved in a protest to support her activist son, jailed 4 weeks without bail on criminal charges of insulting Thailand's powerful king. It was a moment a 51-year-old business consultant had never foreseen, but she felt desperate to do something after her son, student protest leader Parrot Penguin Kawarak, 22, was taken to hospital after nearly 8 weeks of hunger strike. "My son is dying and I can't do anything about it. It's a terrible feeling. The people in power are letting my son die," Sri Rat told Reuters in an interview. "The head shaving was just a start. It's the least I could do when I'm prepared to risk my life for his." As authorities locked up young protest leaders and largely brought their campaign to a halt, Sri Rat came to forge an unlikely alliance with other mothers who are seeking freedom for their children and had never been particularly political before. A core group of 5 mothers, from a business owner to a rice farmer, formed their bond as they met on trips to court and prison to see their children. The focus of their campaign is the release of their children, not the causes the young activists have taken up. But for some, their efforts have become intertwined with some of the issues that got the youngsters into trouble. The mothers have recently staged several quiet protests, standing together for 1 hour and 12 minutes, the reference to Article 112 in the Criminal Code on insulting the monarchy, next to cardboard cutouts of their children and showing the three-finger salute of defiance to demand that they be granted bail. 6 young protest leaders, including Parrot, remain in jail. The court has repeatedly denied them bail, citing the severity of the charges against them, which include insulting the king. The protesters broke long-standing taboos last year by calling for reform of the monarchy, an unprecedented demand in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship, and insulting him is punishable by up to 15 years in prison. The protesters also demanded the departure of former UNDA leader Prayuth Chan-o-cha as prime minister and a new constitution. While the calls aimed at reducing the powers of the monarchy have struck a chord with young activists, many Thais are devoted to the king and resent the protests. The royal palace has declined to comment directly on the issue, but late last year, the king, in brief remarks on the protesters, said, "We love them all the same," and described Thailand as a land of compromise. Government officials have said criticism of the king is unlawful and inappropriate. Warriors turned warriors. The crackdown on the protest leaders brought their campaign to a halt, but it fired up the mothers, most of whom were never particularly political before. Several said they initially had a hard time understanding their children's call for reform of the monarchy, given the usual prosecution of such critics. Some dissidents have fled into exile and several have disappeared or died in mysterious circumstances. "I was afraid for him at first, about everything," said Madeline Empa, 56, who left her rice fields to call for the release of her son, 36-year-old human rights lawyer Arnon, who was arrested alongside Parrot in February. Another mother, Suryanshi Fijayara Atanakal, got her wish on Thursday when her daughter Panacea, or Rung 22, was released after nearly 2 months in prison and 6 bail petitions. But Surya vowed to continue the campaign alongside the other mothers for the release of their children. "It would be much better if my daughter's friends are all released too," she told Reuters. Sri Rat said she regretted not supporting Parrot enough before his arrest, but now she says she has started getting involved in activism, even joining a 247.5-kilometer march, the nod to the year 2475 in the Buddhist year calendar, or 1932, when absolute monarchy came to an end in Thailand, to demand the release of political prisoners. "I didn't get it then, why he had to sacrifice so much. But now I want to tell him I understand," she said. "I've learned that if you don't fight back against these people, you will only be oppressed." Parrot faces 20 charges of royal insult, the most of any of the activists, and has been denied bail 9 times. The court is due to rule on a 10th petition on Tuesday. Shuri Rep said she had to remain hopeful even though Para told her to prepare for the worst. "Penguin told me that in every battle, there will be losses. I said I wasn't ready to lose him," she said, calling Para by his nickname. "I'm still not. No mother ever is."